This is the Telescopic World Season 2 Chapter 3. In this episode, we will be discussing how time manipulation functions within the Panopticon and giving a brief history of its construction. To start off, the experience of time within the Panopticon is fundamentally determined by the movement of the light of consciousness through the structure or lens separating the general and the particular, between cells, from one to another. Time accelerates as that light of consciousness takes more time to pass through the structure and decelerates as that light takes less time through the structure. In other words, individuals when they interact, may not necessarily be adjacent within the cells of the Panopticon. This means that the light of consciousness may take more time to get between the two cells. As time for the observer decelerates, it is possible to observe the direct interconnection of all consciousness, as a manifestation of physicality. Let me give you an example. You may be watching two people have a conversation about a baseball game in a park. But part and parcel of that conversation, is a fluid exchange involving a much longer time frame, wherein the two individuals are in a relationship, fall in love, fall out of love, and break up, just as the conversation ends. The point is that each exchange, as the interplay of two consciousnesses, represents a link between those consciousness, which generates acceleration. This acceleration manifests as the speeding up of time for those two individuals segregated from the group. Now, when consciousness acquires perception of the direct physicality of all interconnection, between the relative experience of time and the distance between the individuals participating in the exchange, this can have the impact of polluting a stream of consciousness with unnecessary physicality. The possession of esoteric knowledge of the interior of the prison generates projections which bring the experiences of this acceleration into the perceptions of a single consciousness, altering the outcome of events. Further, as the experience of time changes, we see divergences within the spatial/temporal paths of the actors involved in the actual conversation. More precisely, in the acceleration of time, caused by the interconnection of two individuals, we see greater opportunity for such divergences. This makes sense since we know that the distance between any two cells means a greater number of intervening vessels/cells between them. The number of individual divergences is a manifestation of the multiplicity inherent within the path structure of the Panopticon. As the distance between cells increases, it results in a greater number of distinct pathways through the Panopticon to join the consciousness of the two individuals involved in the conversation. Multiplicity, as a concept, is thus a true manifestation of the mathematical multiplicity of path structures within the Panopticon created by the linking of any two vessels. The Panopticon was constructed in order to bring humanity together in defiance of the creator of this reality. Its technology represents the binding together of all human consciousness as one. Its proportions are the product of an attempt to defy the creator through the construction of a structure which could reach into his realm, initiating a war between the realms of heaven and earth, between God and man. In short, the Panopticon was constructed by man, in order to challenge God, to bring all humanity together. It is the Tower of Babel of biblical myth. It represents both a physical structure and a spiritual one, constructed using the technology described in these podcasts. But over time, the oneness of consciousness became a tyrannical ideology, individual descent became impossible given the direct connection between all vessels and cells. Thus, I call the Panopticon a prison, not because it was created for us by some external power or force, but because we built it and as a consequence of that it corrupted the benevolence of its original vision with the inhumanity of man. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment and subscribe.